Good evening. Welcome to episode 2 of Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home. My name is Hammy, and this is Hipster Punchy.
What's going on, guys?
And wow, what a serious episode 2 of season 20 we've had.
Yeah.
Episode 2 of season 20, titled Skank Hunt. And to kick off where we left last week,
so Gerald,
the big reveal last week was Gerald Broflowski is, in fact, the troll who is harassing everybody on the South Park campus, as well as internationally and all over the internet. Now,
yeah.
The trolling has spread.
Now, I want to point out, it is a pretty commentary in the fact that, like, not all trolls are, like, living with their parents in the basement and are not sweaty monstrosities. Like, there are normal people who just want to see the world burn.
And Gerald is apparently one of those guys now, because as revealed at in the closing credits of last week's episode, it is revealed to us that Gerald is in fact Skank Hunt 42, the very nasty troll we all thought was Cartman from the start.
No, you see, here's the thing. I didn't, because they made it a little too obvious that they were thinking it's Cartman. Like, when a show tends to do that, typically that's not the person who's doing it.
I thought it was.
That's why it wasn't him, because it's too obvious.
So, it is revealed that Gerald is, in fact, a troll. Very random character to be the troll, which, in turn, makes it interesting to watch. I want to know, what is motivating him to do it? Why is he doing it? And what is next for Gerald and the troll? Well, this episode was focused mainly on Gerald as a troll.
What I find interesting about that is that Gerald as a troll, and then you have Randy last season being like one of the PC guys. It's almost like they're good foils for each other.
Yeah, last season, Randy was trying to be the PC bro, and now it's Gerald trying to be the internet troll.
Yeah.
So we start off in the South Park Elementary gym with a PTA on trolling.
As parents, we find it hard to believe our children are doing these things online. And that is why I've been asked to come and speak to you about the student who has been trolling your school message boards. This troll is known only as Skank Hunt 42. We believe it probable he's one of the boy students here, since his favorite target seems to be women. Here you can see Heidi Turner's mother photoshopped with a penis in her mouth after she defended her daughter's right to sit out the national anthem.
Continuing on from the first episode about sitting out of the national anthem, I say a very strong continuation for Matt and Trey there. And after the PTA, Gerald and Sheila are driving home, and Gerald almost lets it slip that he is, in fact, a troll.
My God, what children are capable of now? What kind of hate would have to be in that child's heart?
Well, you never know. Could be someone who just kind of thinks it's funny to stir the pot and watch everyone freak out. You know, maybe the fact that it's so not funny makes it somehow funny to kids. Gosh, I certainly don't understand it.
So Gerald almost lets it slip that he is, in fact, the troll. Or giving his logic behind it. Maybe you're right to quote Alfred there, some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, and after that, there was that Heidi Turner girl quitting social media.
Yeah, we transitioned to, because a lot of big things going on right now in the world is teens and young adults committing suicide because of trolling, and we see a young student, Heidi Turner, on a bridge, looking at her phone, we thought was writing a suicide note, and then the camera pans up, and you hear a splash with a couple doves flying by, just to insinuate, like, oh my God, this girl killed herself. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, whoa, holy shit, did South Park just go there with a kid trying to kill himself? Like, are they really trying to hammer this, you know, suicide trolling thing? And then that leads to the next day at school. The boys are all there, and they say, oh, Heidi quit Twitter.
Yeah. Like, they were somber, which is a funny commentary on the fact that people are so wrapped up in social media that if you don't have a Twitter, you practically don't exist.
Which is kind of true. And in fact, there have been times where I've quit social media. In fact, I did quit Twitter at one point just because I just like there's nothing but a sea of
You did Hams Gruber because Punch McClain threw you out of Nakatomi Plaza.
There is one point where I did quit Twitter, and I don't know. Has there ever been a point where you just said, screw it, I'm just quitting social media?
No, because what I do is I just stop using social media for a little bit before until I'm back. I'm like, all right, I'll start doing this again.
I mean, my previous account before Hams Gruber, like, I participated in a lot of trollish behavior, and there have been screen grabs of my old username out all over the internet, so I'm kind of like, maybe it's time to finally burn this account and be done with it. So I guess that's one of the reasons why I did it. And another part, it's just like I just stopped liking Twitter, so I just decided to delete my account.
And then 2 weeks later, he's like, I'm back on Twitter.
Yeah, about a month later, I decided, you know what? I kind of want to be back on Twitter because, you know, they win, as I see.
Hammy's Twitter breaks are like my radio breaks.
Precisely. So the next scene, Mr. Mackey has a counseling session where they all tweet positive things about Heidi, with Heidi still in the
she's
room.
She's still in the room, and they're like tweeting about her as if like she was someone who actually legitimately killed themselves.
Yeah, I like how they were using the entire. I like how they were using quitting social media in replace of suicide. I mean, let's be honest, guys. It's a very major issue going on with people taking their own lives because of bullying, and it's a very serious issue. But leave it to Matt and Trey to somehow make online harassment and bullying into comedy gold, which is quitting social media.
Yep.
Which, I mean, let's be honest, guys. If you don't like what you're reading, just like quit Twitter. Honestly. It's not really, it's not rocket science here. Gerald then talks to Ike about trolling in a very comical way, and then he proceeds to go directly into a montage of trolling.
You know, we had a big parent meeting at the school tonight, and apparently there's someone trolling the school message boards and putting penises in people's mouths.
I love how he's kind of chuckling as he says it.
And whoever...
I just noticed that he was kind of chuckling. You're right. He's chuckling because he's getting amused by himself because of his actions.
That, which is what trolls typically
There's someone
do.
Trolling the school message boards and putting penises in people's mouths. And whoever it was then got a big reaction from it, so he's now putting penises in people's mouths all over the internet, and he's actually getting pretty famous.
So, I love how he's getting amused with himself and just finding satisfaction out of his actions.
Oh, God, Gerald. This is the best Gerald's been written in a long time.
I can't wait for it to be revealed why he's doing it.
I mean,
because there has to be a reason.
Did.
Well, like, what led him to do this? Because Gerald was never this type of character. Gerald was never the type to just be just a complete scumbag to people.
I can guarantee there won't be a convoluted reason. He already explained it.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yep.
So Annie Durkin's mother started an online campaign to stop internet trolling with a picture of her and her daughter, and you know what happened? She got a dick in her mouth. Okay, I know it's just guy humor stuff. You know, we can laugh about it here, but it is serious, too. Well, love you, pal. Get to sleep. It's a school night.
Oh, God, he wasn't even serious.
She got a dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what happened? She got a dick in her mouth.
Like, it sounds like the person who's doing the trolling pretending to not be the troll. It's exactly what he sounds like.
What a narcissistic asshole Gerald has become.
He really is.
And that leads to my personal favorite scene of the episode.
The montage. Montage.
Yes. Except it's not a funny montage. It's more like a real badass montage. You see Gerald pour a glass of wine, twirl it around, take a nice sip.
Breaks out a Boston record and plays it.
Breaks out a Boston. Smoking by Boston is played in the background. And he like stretches his knuckles, cracks them, and then you just see a montage of him trolling.
I just want to remind everyone about the ice cream social debate. Misfit Homeless Teens, looking for volunteers.
Hey, I'd like to volunteer to kick you in the vagina. Where do I sign up?
This is my daughter at the triathlon today. Go, little girl.
Your daughter has a mustache. What the hell is wrong with your ovaries, bitch?
Your daughter has a mustache. What is wrong with your ovaries,
bitch? Oh, my God, Gerald.
And I love how the original post that he's trolling is like has proper grammar, and Gerald is just all caps and exclamation points, just like what trolls
just like
do.
Trolls, yeah.
Just like your typical angry YouTube commenter posts. But what I love the most is they take this montage further with the keyboard solo in the song, and Gerald playing the typing away on his keyboard to the notes of the keyboard solo, and then he's somehow on stage with Boston playing, which is great. just to really pick up the steam here. All right. So the girls now plan to take a swift stand against the boys because they are convinced that one of the boys is, in fact, a troll, and one of the boys being Cartman. The boys, in response, plan to kill Cartman. It's implied that they want to kill Cartman.
Yeah, it's implied.
By inviting him to an all-night Counter-Strike party in the woods. To which you think, oh my God, are they going to really go with killing Cartman? No. Like, what's going on here? The joke, of course, then being that they destroy Cartman's
computer, like his
iPhone,
MacBook, his iPhone, like everything that he had.
Which some, I think we just read on the comment section on IGN. So I forget the user, but someone said, "Oh, poor Cartman. He cried about wanting an Apple product, and now he finally has one, and it's destroyed. He finally got the iPad.
It was remember when he wanted it? That's what he wanted, and then someone responds, "I remember."
The boys plan to... Okay, so that's act one. That sets up your first commercial break. What are your thoughts on the first half of this episode?
Really good. I mean, I like what they're doing with Gerald. They're finally giving him a storyline. I like the fact that they're not going with the obvious, hey, Cartman's the troll because it's Cartman. Like, they're actually making him trying to keep the peace and then just get screwed over.
I agree. I like the fact that Cartman is, for once, the nice guy.
I don't know.
I said on the last episode, I kind of like social justice warrior Cartman.
I don't think he's... The whole point with social justice warrior Cartman is he's not being nice. He's being disingenuous. He's really doing it for self-survival. Because he knows the girls are going to do something to the boys. So he was trying to, like, calm that down. And they just... all thought it was him.
So we come back from break. Act 2 starts as here's your B storyline of the episode. Mr. Mackey is eating member berries when Scott, a kid with a very noticeable lisp.
Scott Malkinson, he's been in a few episodes.
He comes into Mackey's office saying he wants to quit social media, and Mackey talks him out of quitting Twitter.
Which, again, is sounding like someone saying they want to commit suicide and then someone trying to talk them out of committing suicide.
And that throughout the rest of the episode, Scott calls Mackey, talks to him several times about, I swear to God, I'm going to do it this time. To which Mackey finally says, oh, fuck this. Just fucking do it already.
Yeah,
which was really, like, you just got to imagine, like, Would counselors even do that if kids were calling them multiple times like that?
Oh, God. Like, they're... Yeah, if, like, to that point, like, there are some who... Like, all right, the shitty counselors would do that. I mean, Mackey's okay as counselor, but I don't think he's the best school counselor that's ever been portrayed in a TV show. Okay?
So, the next scene is a campaign office complaining about Skank Hunt 42 sabotaging their photos.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my
What's
God!
Wrong?
Someone keeps trolling our campaign site. He just keeps leaving horrible comments, and now he's attacking me personally.
Oh, don't let him get to you.
Don't let him. He took a picture I posted and put a dick in my mouth. Who does
dick
that?
In the mouth thing.
I need that as a soundbite right away.
Don't let him. He took a picture I posted and put a dick in my mouth. Who does that?
Someone who probably still lives with his mother and hates himself.
And then,
he obviously has nothing better to do. Just let him wallow in his own misery.
So that switches to another montage of Gerald, except Len's Steal My Sunshine is playing in the background, and Gerald is strolling around as happy
happily,
as can
yeah.
be. Like, because he's so happy being a complete asshole online. He's meaning one of my favorite scenes of the episode. He's walking by two neighbors who have the giant douche and turd sandwich political posters on each of their lawns, and they're screaming at one another. And Gerald is walking by like, all right, cool. Strolling around, happy me, happy me. He goes to Whole Foods, to the member berries. He does his grocery shopping.
Yep. And
as happy as can be.
As happy as can be. Even though they assumed he was just a guy living alone with his parents. Miserable.
So then Cartman, the boys and Cartman finally get to the cabin in the woods. Very Evil Dead-ish looking.
Or cabin in the woods-ish looking, too.
Which was kind of a nod to Evil Dead.
Yeah, a little bit.
So Cartman realizes that there is no Wi-Fi. They are not playing Counter-Strike. And the boys admit, and the boys reveal their plan, which is they want to destroy Cartman's iPhone, iPad, and MacBook.
Yep.
Because they are convinced that he is indeed the troll. Cartman begs them not to do it, but they destroy all of his equipment.
They do it
and
anyway.
And bury it.
Then they get the bad news the next day. That being that it wasn't Cartman, because while they were destroying his stuff, Skankhunter 42 continued to troll.
So that's Act 2. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, I like the turn they took. Again, treating social media and devices used for social media as if someone were actually being killed or killing themselves, I think is a funny angle for the story. The Scott Malkinson thing, I mean, that was, the weakest part of the episode, but still, like, a decent part.
I think it was a decent B story.
Yeah. A decent C story.
Yeah. It's decent. It's good filler.
Yeah.
Act 3 starts with Mackie answering a very late night phone call from Scott threatening to quit Twitter again, to which Mackie, as we said a couple minutes ago, just says, like, just do it already. Mackie is very annoyed at Scott threatening to quit social media, and that concludes that C-line story. After another late night round of Boston music and Gerald trolling, as Gerald leaves his office, a Google alert pops out. And Gerald realizes he made CNN.
He made international news.
Another internet troll is wreaking havoc on message boards, this time attacking a Danish website for women with breast cancer.
I made the news.
The troll, who goes by the name Skankhunt 42,
yes!
caused the website to temporarily shut down.
Yes.
Danish Olympic gold medalist Freja Olengard, who started the website, spoke out about the incident.
I am not shocked. I am not sad. I am not giving this pitiful person the satisfaction of being anything.
This little troll can have his fun. I'm going to be the bigger person. I am going to show that people of Denmark are not so easily broken down.
Game on, whore. Game on.
Wow, like, Gerald Broflovski is a monster.
Gerald is an asshole.
Like, his response, instead of feeling bad, is game on, whore. Game on.
And I like how he was, like, creeping over, like, Mr. Burns, and his shadow looked like a troll as a camera panned to his shadow. Great representation of Dr. Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep,
I think.
Very fantastic.
On the outside, Gerald looks like a happy lawyer. To his family, he's still handling cases. But man, you shut that door and put the computer on, and he turns into a monster online.
Yep. So he continues to troll. The girls make their decision to do their...
And the next day, the boys learn that Cartman's not the troll.
Yep. And then after that...
And then they feel guilty. I think this is one of the very rare moments in South Park history where the boys actually feel guilty about Cartman.
Yep, because they were wrong. They realized that they were wrong, and they went to drastic measures not realizing it wasn't Cartman. So in response to the latest wave of trolling from Skank Hunt 42,
the girl, and the episode closes with the girls writing breakup letters to their boyfriends, and the episode closes with a very sad, dramatic music, slow motion montage of the girls breaking up with all the guys.
That's how
episode 2 of season 20 ends.
Yes, it does. And
obviously setting up for what happens next in episode 3.
Yeah. Which, again, I think the boys are going to start distrusting each other because they're going to realize one of them that's not Cartman.
I mean, we have 10 episodes in this season, and we're through 2 of them already. So we have 8 more episodes of stuff that's going to happen with the boys, because there's going to be some Civil War shit going on with the boys.
They're
going
to be the fractured butthole.
Yeah, they really are. And the girls, what do you think is going to happen with the girls next? Because the trolling's not going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop, because I think they might realize with the trolling going on that it might not be the boys. Like, I think they might catch on quicker than the boys that it's not someone from the school.
Who knows? Who knows at this point?
They'll get back and they confirmed it wasn't Cartman. So, and he was the only one who obviously was such a douche overall.
Yeah, the boys all know it's not Cartman, but the girls don't know it's not
Cartman. Well, I'm sure it'll get around to the girls, because Cartman now doesn't have any of his stuff.
So there's going to be a fight, at least, with the boys and the girls about Cartman. Yeah. And the girls are going to argue that, Cartman could just use the library. To which the boys are going to say, no, we destroyed all of his stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not the troll.
They destroyed his stuff, and
how do you think Gerald gets discovered as the troll by the public? Because you know what's going to happen.
I think someone will do an IP trace.
Who do you think?
I think someone from school will do an IP trace and think it's Kyle. And at that point, Gerald will be forced to admit that he's the troll. Because now his son is getting the blame.
Yeah, but do you think Gerald will care?
It's his son. He'll kind of care.
I'm not sure about that. I think with how deep Gerald has gotten so far with this, I don't think he'll care.
But
I think we'll see. We can only hope.
But then again, I don't know. Like, it's either that or Gerald slips up. Because
I think that's what's going to happen more than anything. I think Gerald's going to slip up.
But again,
he's going to get so consumed with the power that he has over people's emotions that he is going to slip and let his ego get the best of him.
It already is starting to, like...
It already is! And we're 2 episodes in!
We're 2 episodes in to the whole story, and he's already about to, like, almost like the serial killer who goes to the scene of the crime.
So with that out of the way, episode 2 complete. What would you give this episode?
I'll give it an 8.
See, I didn't have as many laughs this episode as the previous one. I thought
this one was funnier than the last episode.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I thought like the metaphors, the trolling were really good. I thought the correlation, like kind of comparing or showing people overreact to someone else quitting social media, I think was fantastic. I think that was the best part of the episode.
I think the writing was better this episode than the previous. But I think as far as like from a comedy standpoint, I can't deny that. I can't argue why this episode was better than last week's. I think last week's was better from a comedic standpoint. But I will agree that I thought the writing this week was much better.
From a comedic standpoint, like I said, there was a lot more they went with, and they kind of like put the Garrison thing on the back burner for an episode and just went into the trolling thing. The Gerald trolling sequence was the funniest thing they've done so far this season.
Yeah, that montage really made me laugh out loud pretty hard. And I think they're saving the Garrison
they'll do another
election
episode.
Stuff because the election will happen when South Park is still going on for this season. So I think they're saving all of the Garrison election stuff for the real life election. So the final episode. So the final thing we need to discuss is, what did we learn from this episode? To quote Kyle, I've learned something today. What did you learn?
That Matt and Trey are not afraid to not go with the obvious choice for the troll, i.e. Cartman. And like I said, even like having the kids realize that. Because, yeah, last week we knew it was Gerald, but they could have always had Cartman be in league with Gerald, which is still a possibility, but, like, Cartman is actually somewhat legit, and it's a different way to go about it, but, like, they're not afraid to do something against the grain with a character like Cartman, who's known of being the biggest troll in South Park. I mean, he pretended to have psychic powers to get free stuff. He pretended to be a robot just to mess with Butters.
He locked Butters in a bomb shelter to go to Casa Bonita.
Yep. So, like, having him not be the
Scott
troll...
Scott Tenorman, that's all we need to know about what kind of person Cartman
That kind of
is.
Backfired, though, because his dad died. but, like, yeah, it's good that for once Cartman's not the troll and he's actually trying to keep the peace. I think it's a great character reversal.
I can't wait to see what happens with Cartman, but what I learned today... is, you know, with everything going on, sometimes being a complete and total asshole on the internet anonymously might make you feel better about yourself. Take it from us from back in the day, how we used to be assholes to people for the sake of being assholes.
Yeah, but you're usually grumpy, so that's not exactly a ringing endorsement for trolling.
Well, maybe there's something going on with Gerald. That hasn't been revealed of why he decided to do this. Maybe a divorce with him and Sheila might be in the future.
I was about to say that.
Maybe.
But a lot less delicate.
All right. Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home is presented every week by BrainStew Radio. BrainStew Radio is brought to you by BrainStew Media. Check out studio rates, online mixing deals, and live sound recording by going to BrainStewMedia.com. BrainStew Radio graphics are designed by Skunk Duck Designs for all of your graphic arts needs. Skunk Duck Designs doesn't know better. BrainStew Radio is happy to be affiliated with Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars to deliver you high-quality independent pro wrestling. Check out their upcoming schedule at WrestlingIsMagic.com. That concludes episode 2 of Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home. Great episode tonight. We'll see what happens next week. He is at Hipster Punchy. I am at Hams Gruber. We'll see you next week.